Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the First Congregational Church in Norwood, Massachusetts, with the Reverend Michelle Bagby Allen. FCC Norwood is a caring and inclusive faith community affiliated with the United Church of Christ. We are proud to be an open and affirming congregation and welcoming, inclusive, supportive, and engaged with mental health in our community. I too was a summer camp kid. So it brings me great joy to hear about the experiences of children from our church who have gone to Silver Lake. I too was changed by my experiences in those outdoor settings. And through camp, I fell in love with Psalm 121. So hear these words from Scripture that can inspire us to love God, to love creation, and I hope also love ourselves and our neighbors. I lift my eyes up to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. I pray that this might be an uplifting word from Scripture for you as we reflect upon Sacred Scripture. Shall we pray together? Gracious God, we give thanks for this day and for your Spirit that sustains us in our daily life, but also in especially in those times apart when we might feel your peace and know your love so deeply and so unmistakably. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God. For you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm kind of hoping that this is going to be the shortest sermon ever for you all, because we've had a lot going on in our worship today, and I'm so grateful for it. I mentioned that I was a kid who went to summer camp. I went to summer camp. I didn't have that experience where I was like, I'm going to camp. My parents told me, you're going to camp. Because both of my parents had gone to camp. And I went to the same camp that they went to when I was 11 years old. 6,000 feet, 6,500 in the high Sierra Nevadas. We were a little more rustic. We did have water, but it was running from a spring that came gravity-fed down to the two bunk houses and the kitchen. And there was not electricity there for us. We slept on tent platforms in the most rickety, uncomfortable beds. This is not a good advertisement. But I survived that and had a wonderful, not just a good experience of camp. I had the most amazing experience of camp. It was wonderful when it came to spirit and to what I learned about God. It was really wonderful for what I learned about myself. And this is what gets me, and it probably gets most kids who went to camp. I learned that I was okay. As weird as I was, as awkward as I was, as hard as it was to be a kid, I learned that I was okay, that I was loved by God and by these other people who didn't even know me. I learned that it makes a difference to welcome people just as they are. And as you might guess, I counted the days from when camp ended, that, you know, from the time I was 11, the rhythm of my life was counting the days from when camp ended to when camp would start again. And if it makes you feel any better, I had to drive 5 hours to get to camp. It's California after all. It's a big state. So I counted those days, and when I was 17 years old, a senior in my, you know, last year at camp, it was kind of emotional, I felt a tug. And that tug said, you are going to be a servant to humanity. What 17-year-old has that tug that says you're going to be a servant to humanity? And in my brain, I knew that meant I was going to be a pastor. Okay. Well, there you go. This is what church camp can do, friends. It can change lives. It can help young people find out where they fit in the scheme of the universe. It can make a difference in the lives of not only young people, but young adults as they grow. I also was pretty sure that I could just live at camp. Maybe I could, yeah, you might have had that thought too. I could just live there. I'm a very resourceful, resilient person. Maybe I could grow a garden. I could, back when I ate meat, I would be able to find things in the wilderness. Well, that's not exactly the most realistic thinking. However, just because you become 18 doesn't mean you can't go back to camp. And so I found ways to be a counselor, to be a waterfront lifeguard. Didn't matter the camp. I would go, and I have been a counselor, waterfront director, assistant cook, director, and chaplain. So I think there aren't too many roles in camp that I have not played over the course of my life. And every time I go, from the time I was a camper to now, I find my spirit revived. I find the peace that Eliza found and a way to be closer to God. So I hope, friends, that the advertisement is concluding, but I hope that you will take the time to meet Ayla, to pick up those papers in Pingree Hall. If you're a scout leader, that you'll look into scout camp for the girls, that you will think about how it is that you can lift your eyes up to the mountains or to the hills and let your spirits be renewed in the ways that you can. No one is ever too old for camp. And we have someone here who has authority, who is corroborating my story about this. No one is ever too old for camp. And we might indeed find ourselves restored and renewed, finding our place in the universe, or at least in this little corner of the world. Find ourselves so that we can know love, be linked into it so profoundly, and be able to love, to let our lights shine maybe a little further because they are brightened by campfires and songs and learning about ourselves. So thank you for listening to this little advertisement for Camp Sunday. Thank you for sharing of your experiences and being with us today, Ayla. Thank you for considering the opportunities before us this summer and as a church moving forward. Amen. Thank you for listening to our weekly sermon podcast. If you would like more information about FCC Norwood, check out our website, fccnorwood.org, or like us on Facebook. All are welcome to worship in person or via live stream on Sunday mornings. Worship rebroadcasts will be available the following day and sermon podcasts on Tuesday. Thanks again for listening.